With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Democrats in Congress are lying to the American public on the issue of Medicaid. That's the view of House Speaker Mike Johnson, who is working to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse in the Medicaid program by eliminating payments to able-bodied young men and illegal aliens. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Johnson says that's a far cry from Democrats claiming Medicaid will be eliminated.
Medicaid is a very important safety net for young pregnant mothers who are single, for example, and the disabled and the elderly and people who genuinely need a hand up sometimes. And it's not meant for young men to sit around on their couches and play video games. So we're going to get those guys off the program, and that's a responsibility that everybody in Congress should take seriously. The Democrats are trying to play politics. We're trying to be responsible in governing all this.
Speaker Johnson's entire interview on This Week on Capitol Hill will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Top U.S. officials will meet with a high-level Chinese delegation this weekend to talk trade. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that report.
President Trump is sounding upbeat about the upcoming talks in Switzerland.
I think we're going to have a good weekend with China. I think they have a lot to gain.
And he believes the discussions can be a win-win.
I think it's going to be very good for both countries.
The president has imposed a 145% tariff on China, leading to a trade confrontation between the world's two largest economies. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Retired Supreme Court Justice David Souter has died at age 85. The court says Souter died Thursday at his home in New Hampshire. Souter retired from the court in June 2009, giving Democrat Barack Obama his first Supreme Court vacancy to fill. He chose Sonia Sotomayor. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 103 points, the NASDAQ ahead 13. This is SRN News. The Trump administration takes on the state of Washington.
At issue is a new law that would force clergymen who hear confessions from individuals to report those people to the police if they admit to any crime. The Department of Justice has launched an investigation arguing that the measure is likely a violation of the First Amendment. Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dillon says the Washington law, quote, cannot stand under our constitutional system of government. Catholic officials say they will not comply with it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As the Catholic Church transitions from one pope to another, new research indicates the faith is a dying one, especially here in the U.S. A Pew Research Center study reveals that for every American who converts to Catholicism, more than eight others quit. In fact, the only reason that Catholicism is able to maintain a relatively steady share of the U.S. population, about 20%, is due to the high percentage of illegal immigrants from Latin America who are largely Catholic. This is SRN News. President Trump wanted a big, beautiful bill. Now House Republicans are having to take some of the shine from it. Reporter Bernie Bennett has more.
GOP leaders signaled Thursday that they're scaling back their tax-cutting ambitions after running into difficulty making deep spending cuts and facing stern warnings from Republican deficit hawks who are threatening to vote against President Trump's sprawling megabill. On the chopping block could be a litany of Mr. Trump's demands, including a permanent extension of the tax cuts passed during his first term. Also at stake are his second-term campaign promises to provide tax relief to seniors while also exempting taxes on tips and overtime earnings. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A former CEO of the nation's largest waste management company, who currently serves on the FedEx board of directors, will be taking over control of the U.S. Postal Service. The chair of the service's board of governors announced that David Steiner will become the nation's 76th Postmaster General. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.